ladies, let's get quizzy.
Well, hello and welcome to a brand new girly quiz for 2025.
Woo-hoo!
If you're new to the show, welcome along. Emma, Dave and Aisling. Poor Dave is bedridden with the plague that everyone seems to have at the moment. It caught him eventually, but we plough on. The girly quiz is something we started with Dave over 2 years ago on the show now, and essentially the aim of the game is for him to win the week. He has to answer three girly orientated questions correctly to do that, but there's a bit of help from there as well.
Yes, filling in for Dave is emergency man producer Callum.
Hello there.
This week, how are you feeling about this, producer Callum?
Do you know what? Because I've done this once before. Emma, you were on holiday and Dave was off sick last February, and I think I got 3 out of 3.
Okay.
So I'm quietly confident. I'm nervously confident.
But you see, a lot of people who listen to the show on the regular basis will know, because a full year has passed since then.
Yes.
The obvious questions are dwindling.
Yes.
And yeah, unfortunately, the questions
a little more awkward.
Utter default are getting a little bit tricky.
I have suggested questions to you for the quiz before, though, as well.
You have, yeah. You're in a long-term relationship with your girlfriend Jess, so you're quite an observant man. So I do think you're going to do pretty well.
I'm observant.
You're as Emma said, you get a bit of help. You have your Simplify, which is a 50-50 option, and your phone a female. Chloe is standing by as your phone a female today, and the girly quiz is with Bia Bell Beauty, who are a luxury cosmetics and tan brand that make contemporary glamour and beauty available to everybody. And Chloe, just for coming on, gets to win a beautiful Bia Bell Beauty hamper for her and a friend. Woo-hoo. And a girly quiz board game. How does that sound, Chloe?
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, nice one. Are you going to give that that second hamper away or keep it for yourself?
I might give it to my mom or my sister.
Fair
maybe.
Play.
See what's in it.
Yeah, see what the story is.
See what you're interested in.
And
exactly.
The girly quiz board game, all yours as well, even if you get the question wrong for Callum. Hang on there, Chloe. No doubt Callum will need you. And just a quick mention as well, the nature of the girly quiz is it's all types of girly things in and out. So if there's little ears in the car, we always just say this to cover our own backs, maybe just hand on the dial. But I think we're safe enough, especially because it's producer Callum today.
yeah, it tends to be.
All right. Question one on the girly quiz this week. Producer Callum.
Hello.
In Zara sizing.
This is an Evan Nolan question.
Okay.
A square on the label indicates that the garment is true to size. What do the triangle and the circle indicate? We need you correct on both.
Now, don't panic too much, because the question is phrased in a way to help you.
I don't want to come out really misogynistic.
Go on. Go on.
I think that the square is true to size.
Yeah.
So that's a square, equal on all four sides.
Okay.
I'm using logic. Triangle is smaller to size, as in triangle is
pointy.
Saying, say if the item is a size 10, it's actually saying that this would fit people who are size 6 or 8, because it's smaller at the top, bigger at the bottom, and it's kind of misshapen a little bit. Not saying that
I understand what you're trying to say.
And
you're
then
okay.
The circle is rounder, which indicates it's bigger because it's circular.
You absolute misogynist pig.
I'm sorry.
I'm joking. How would that be misogynist? And you're absolutely right.
Oh, yeah. Logic for the win.
Yeah, well done.
Do you know what? Of all the years I've been in Zara, I've always had to Google what it means when I'm looking at something. I've never even thought of that logic before.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, you know the way they're always getting in trouble for people giving out, saying, I'm always a size 12 in Zara, now this won't fit me, or this is too big on me, or whatever.
Yeah.
That's what that's all about. Discover that on TikTok about 2 years ago.
Why don't they just make items true to size?
That's a very good point.
I wish everyone would just use the standard Primark sizing, Penny's sizing.
Yeah.
A 10 is a 10, an 8 is an 8, a 12 is a 12, a 16 is a 16. Then you go into Zara or other shops, and it just gets so confusing. But bear that in mind, gals. True to size, square, fits on the smaller side, triangle, and fits on the bigger size, circle. And you really will notice the difference if you're trying on stuff.
That's a good hack that I didn't know, so we've learned something today. All right, producer Callum, question number two. Chloe's still standing by. As your phone a female, Callum, if a girl said she'd lost her Alex and Annie, what would she be looking for?
Her Alex and Annie.
Alex and Annie.
Three words, Alex and Annie?
Yeah.
I want to say that I've heard of this before, but I don't know where, I don't know why, I don't know in what context. I may have just been making it up.
What do you think it is? Any ideas?
Alex and Annie. It kind of, you know, like the whole Yasmin nickname for the pill, it sounds like it could be another thing for Like the morning after pill or something like that?
It's not a nickname. It's a genuine name of a pill.
Oh?
Yeah, yeah, it's a genuine name.
It's not a nickname.
Sorry, good point.
Where's the Yasmin? I am going to have to phone in Chloe at this point, and I really hope Chloe knows.
Chloe, good morning. Welcome to the Girly Quiz. Callum's under pressure. On the question that is, if a girl said she lost her Alex and Annie, what would she be talking about?
So Alex and Annie are actually, they do jewellery. So it's like mostly bracelets, but they do bracelets and necklaces and rings. It's a jewellery company and they have little kind of charms on them.
So it's kind of like, if you're saying charms, all I'm going towards is like Pandora. I'm just filling time
here. It's similar, yeah.
It's
similar but different, yeah. But it is a jewellery brand.
So when, I'm going to call you Alex. When Aisling is saying Alex and Annie, so many A's, she's calling it as a brand rather than like just a separate ring.
Yeah, yeah. So it's a jewellery brand.
Okay. I'm going to go with Chloe's answer. If you've lost your Alex and Annie, you've lost some jewellery.
Because Chloe said it in her answer.
Yeah.
Which was bracelet.
Okay.
We will give it to you.
Thank you.
And technically,
much.
You can't argue with the fact that you're right. So well done.
Chloe, you were absolutely right. I wish producer Callum hopped on the bracelet in specific.
Sorry, yes.
But they do other things. They definitely do other things. Okay. But the Alex Nani bracelet was like very kind of trendy, wasn't
thing,
it? It was
kind of like.
They were really popular for a while. Yeah.
We all had them and they all made us.
I would have never have gone down that way. So
really?
Fair play to you, Chloe. Yeah. Thank you very much.
On the ball, Chloe. Well,
no problem.
Won all those lovely prizes as well to be a
thank you very
hampers.
Much
and the girly quiz board game fair play bye bye
okay I'm
he's
not on my own
well.
I've still got the simplify as well
simplify.
Yeah, yeah
question one really made me give me a bit of confidence
yeah gave you
good
a boost.
Good
yeah.
good okay logic wins you're saying
yeah
Callum question number three on the girly quiz this week for the win what is the main difference between a nursing bra and a regular bra?
A nursing bra.
What do you think a nursing bra is, even?
It's giving just had a baby?
Not it's giving that, is
it's
it?
It's giving just had a baby, girls.
it's a bra that nurses wear.
That's not the question.
No, I...
What is it?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
But good, it's good to identify that first.
The difference between a regular bra and a nursing bra.
Yeah, what features would be different?
Do I use the simplify or do I just...
I'd like to know what you're thinking first.
I'm thinking flap in the bra.
Callum, that's so rude. Don't ever call that. That's so misogynistic.
When you say flap in relation to a woman, it sends the brain elsewhere.
I said
elsewhere.
Flap in a bra.
Be careful, yeah.
Where you take the flap down so the baby can feed.
Mm-hmm.
So you can feed the baby without removing the bra. So the difference between a nursing bra and a regular bra is that the front of the bra is detachable by Velcro or a button or something.
Go too deep.
For the... A zip. And
vacuum seal.
A suction cup. So the baby can get fed easy without removal of the bra.
Listen, lads, what are we doing?
Yeah, there's
he
no
absolutely
point.
Smashed it.
It's just logic. It's just logic.
It is.
Just use your brain.
Is there any way, genuinely, that deep down you kind of knew that from somewhere? Or was that pure logic? Because if so, you are the most logical person I think I've ever met.
Do you have a nursing bra fetish?
You definitely don't.
It's a girly quiz. With BFL, the original Tommy skincare has seen in Vogue.
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy. Spin 103.8.
Callum at home online. Look, Jess. Open the flaps on this one.
Open your flaps.
Are you going to wear the floppy ones today?
I'm not coming to work ever again.
Unzip your flaps.
Johnny, this intro, such a natural
this intro's too long.
I
We're going to get cancelled.
5 more seconds, there's nothing more to say.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning.
Spins Fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave, and Aisling.